Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Off, and I'm caught up here with Ferris, with the, this is NetCentric?
Yes.
And what do you do here, sir?
We are, we're NetCentric Technologies from Canada. We have products and services around making PDF documents accessible. We have three products. One is targeted towards authors. It's a PDF accessibility wizard, nicknamed PAW. It's an add-in for Microsoft Office, converts Word documents to accessible PDFs. Our second product is an add-in for Adobe Acrobat, converts legacy PDFs into accessible PDFs. And our third product is targeted towards enterprise, and it spiders through all your PDF holdings and generates reports about their compliance with Section 508 and potentially other standards as well. We also have professional services around making documents accessible, and we have also tools to test for web or HTML documents and their accessibility.
That within PDFs or just general HTML in general?
HTML in general.
Okay.
And PDF, we have different products for both.
Now, one of my concerns is there's a lot of things being distributed in PDFs, including utility bills and things of that sort, where sometimes we are not getting the full document. And the question is, how do we know that? Or are you able to look at a PDF and say, hey, this information is not being made accessible? Maybe part of it is and part of it is not.
Yes. The problem with PDF is that what you see is not necessarily what you get in terms of structure. The document could print in one way and could be reflown or presented to a screen reader in another way. So but it's very easy for a tool like ours to detect this inconsistency and report on the fact that it's not readable by a screen reader.
Now, are these tools in and of themselves accessible? So if I myself as a blind person want to create something in Word and make sure that it's fully accessible in the PDF format, am I able to do that? Or?
It is as accessible as it could be made accessible. So, for example, it is accessible to the keyboard, but one, for example, of the checkpoints we do is highlight the image and ask you to provide an alternative text for it. So if you know what this image is about, you can provide an alternative text for it.
But otherwise, all you know is maybe have a name for it, and if that name's accurate, that's good, but if not, it's just an image, and it's right, so...
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so how much, what's the cost of these three pieces of software?
The cost for the add-in is a little less than $100.
Okay.
The cost for the Word add-in, the cost for the PDF plugin or the Acrobat plugin for government agencies and educational institutions is a bit less than or around $1,000.
Okay.
And the enterprise level depends on the size of your web holdings and the number of websites you would like to test with that.
Okay, and what is your website and phone number so people can reach you?
Yeah, so our website is www.net-centric.com, and our phone number is 613-270-9582.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and maybe people can contact you if they have a need for these products. Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Loff for SAMNet Radio, your station, your community.